enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Morning. Oh, that was gross. I apologize. Thought I cleared that all out. Here we go. I do like vocal exercises sometimes. Today was not one of those days. But while I'm in the car, just to make sure my voice is kind of getting better than it normally sounds, clearing all that crap out. And I'm like, I'll do lip exercises. Yeah. Like, oh, I just spit everywhere. Sorry. See, my lips aren't warmed up. This is okay. It's not going to be a bad show, but do you guys do that too or no?
No, I don't. But why? If you normally do it, you can't really tell.
No. Listen, you can't, hon. There we go. Getting the lips because you got to get the blood flowing.
I know,
in your
but
lips.
Like you normally still stumble on your words.
No, I don't. I'm a wordsmith, as they say.
Okay.
Liv.
Okay. Sure.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Think I'm good. Okay. See, now we're ready to go. Let's try that again. No, I'm kidding. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We've got a lot to get to this morning. It's a little vacay, so Liv the Web Girl filling in for her. We'll get to the garbage in less than 10 minutes. Also coming up on the show, Joe's Need to Know News. A little riddle me this with Liv the Web Girl. We'll get your brain get ready to explode nice and early. Also, we continue Ask Alex with or without her. We will talk to, I believe, Taryn. She's not sure how to approach her boyfriend about what she saw on his phone. That can't be good. We've got your chance to qualify for a marshmallow flyaway to Vegas. Got the residency at Chaos Nightclub. That's going on April 28th. So we got a busy show, and we look forward to you being a part of it. Liv the Web Girl, how you doing today?
I'm good. One, don't look at me today, guys.
I've been like looking all day. You've been wearing like a big hat.
I know. I'm wearing this like hat. It's like a Lumineers hat, call it. But that's because we're doing an interview later today. And Porkchop didn't remind us until like late last night. And I had already taken a shower, but just washed off my body. And I wasn't going to wash my hair until today because I'm very choosy about when I wash my hair because it's not healthy for you to wash your hair every day. And so now my hair looks awful. And I have to wear a hat. And I can't wear a hat and headphones at the same time. So my hair just looks really bad. So please don't look at it.
Oh, Porkchop, you're giving the eye roll to Liv the Web Girl. What's going on?
Porkchop, remind us, like, late last night.
I had already...
At least I reminded you.
No, you did. You did. It's not your fault. It's my fault. I should be...
It kind of sounded like you were blaming Porkchop for telling you last minute.
No, but I'm explaining why I didn't wash my hair. Oh. Okay.
Well, I didn't wash my hair either. Actually, I slept kind of funny on the side, and I don't know if you call it like a cowlick or whatever. Like my beard came down on the side, but then it curled out.
Oh,
I'm
no.
like, this ain't gonna work. So I had to like get it wet. Then I had to blow dry. I'm like, I'm not gonna be on a camera today or on video in our little TV studio looking like a fool.
Yeah, I get that. But yesterday I actually had a doctor's appointment because
You dying?
Yeah, I thought that I had an ulcer. I said that when we were like wrapping up the show yesterday, and it turns out I either have an ulcer or like gastroitis or something like
what's
that.
What's gastroitis?
I don't know. Gastroitis, gastro something. I'm not really sure. It was a long word, so it kind of went in one ear and out the other. But basically, it's not bad. I'm not vomiting and I'm not coughing up blood.
Is it contagious?
No, not contagious. So they just gave me like a 2-month prescription to help my stomach and help it get back to normal.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. That's interesting. I hope it's okay. Porkchop, how you doing?
I'm just really excited that I won HQ last night. That's my highlight of my day.
Now, how much money did you win?
I don't like to talk about that because, you know, I win. So how much money did you win at the casino that one time, huh?
Oh,
exactly.
Enough that I had to have, like, security escort me out.
Yeah, well, I needed security on my way to work this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Would you win 10 cents?
That like makes me a little sad that like every day your highlight is HQ trivia. Oh,
I mean, not gonna lie.
Is that your highlight?
It really is.
Well, the highlight might be the 4-hour nap. I've been taking 4-hour naps every day for the last
But doesn't that
weeks.
Cut into your Uber driving?
I know. I don't know. I've been very...
Look at you.
I mean, like at work, I'm motivated, but outside of work right now, I'm just very unmotivated. It might have something to do with I don't have money to do things. And then I know obviously I should be Uber driving, but I'm not motivated. I actually have to Uber drive today and tomorrow because tomorrow's the last day I can pay rent.
I don't know how you and Liv live your lives. I really don't, because me and Alex have offered up really a bunch of great ideas that we can't do, but we wish that you guys would take advantage of. Liv with the whole feet thing and the underwear thing. She's opposed
Why
to that.
Why can't you or Alex do it? We can't do it. Why can't you guys do it?
Well,
I'm confused.
Well, we don't need the money, but I guess it's the first reason. But I just feel like... I'm not necessarily the target that they're looking for. I'm not the product that they want to buy.
I don't think I am.
And
either.
Alex isn't either. I mean, I wouldn't say that if she was here. I'm trying to be nice, but nobody wants Alex's stuff either. So,
I don't know. I'll be good.
I mean, I got like an HD camera if you guys want me to shoot anything for you.
No, but actually I've got a better idea.
What?
Everyone listening right now, tell all of your friends about the Joe and Alex show and how much you love it, and then like we'll just get so popular that they'll have to pay me a bunch of money, and then I promise when we get that popular, I'll like donate a lot of it to charity.
Okay.
I thought that was a fantastic
Well, I guess it's kind of what's been going on in the past 24 hours. That's a terrible idea, but okay. Good luck, though. All right, hang on. We'll find out what's going on in the garbage next with Liv the Web Girl filling in for Alex today.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kevin Hart was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and joked about losing money at casinos.
Oh, God, Kevin Hart. Here we go with this one.
If you guys go to some of the casinos I've been, you'll actually see where my losses have went. I think at the Cosmopolitan, I'm probably responsible for the chandelier. I definitely put that at Aria, they've recently got leather walls and an elevator. I'm quite sure I did that. That's me. Anytime I see things change after a loss, I go, yep, that's me right there. I definitely did that. I'm interior decorator.
He then got a little more serious and explained to Jimmy his approach to stand-up comedy.
But I mean, I think that's the beauty of stand-up comedy when done correctly, you know? Honesty and authenticity is what people respond to. Ultimately, you want to laugh at what you can relate to and what you believe. So putting my life out there in full is what I do and what I've been doing.
That's got to be hard for him to put his whole life out there, too, just because of all the scandal that's come with that.
I would love to put my life out there, but I could never be an actual comedian because I'm not funny.
You do put your life out there.
But I mean, like, I guess
here.
I said it wrong, Liv. I mean, I wish I was actually funny. Because,
like a stand-up comic?
Yeah, because I put all my crap out there. It's not that funny.
Yeah, it's kind of more sad.
Yeah, and depressing. Okay, let's move on.
Sandra Oh was on Ellen yesterday and described what her experience was like hosting Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
The highs are so high. I remember thinking, because it's like, I'm well into my middle age, and it's like you finish this at 1, and then you're supposed to go to an after party, and I was just like, are you kidding me? I am going to be asleep at like 1:15. And nope, no, absolutely. I didn't get to sleep till like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're just completely buzzing.
I think I would rather party with Saturday Night Live people than like actually host Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty crazy. I would love to host SNL, but
I would love to too, but I mean, they're like a wild group.
I don't think I could actually party with them. They'd probably kill me.
I think I could keep up. Colton Underwood was on the new talk show Lady Gang when he made comments about a delicate subject matter with females.
Do you notice if I'm wearing a cute underwear or like a period underwear?
There's a difference.
Yeah, girls have special underwear. It's designated for your time.
It's
of the
like
month.
It's already f***ed up.
You keep them around?
Yes,
you've got
go
to
go buy new underwear.
Every single month. It happens every month, Colton.
Throw them away
you
and
can't.
Go buy.
You're wasteful.
Okay, throw you're them away. I, as a husband and a boyfriend, will go buy you new underwear.
We need you to buy
so
us
gross.
New underwear then.
So if you wash your pants, are you gonna just wash them?
No. Yes.
No, you're throwing them away.
No, I'd wash those. Wash them twice.
So he is catching some major heat about this on social media. Women are not happy about the judgment he passed on it, especially calling it gross and comparing it to pooping. And people on Twitter are calling him immature. This is my favorite, this next one. They're calling him a man-child, and they're saying that if they heard their fiancé saying this kind of stuff, they would rethink the marriage.
What do you think about it, Liv?
I mean, I don't per se do this, but I know a bunch of women that do.
And would, like, they throw them away?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay, they keep them. Okay,
they
okay.
keep them. I don't, but, like, I know a lot of women who do. And, I mean, I just don't think he should be passing judgment because he has never been in that shoe. He has never had something that monthly happens. It is such a hassle. It happens all the time. You think you're going to be able to control it, and you can't. Like, why is he passing judgment on that? I'm sorry, sir. You have no room to talk. You have no idea.
I think he was just kidding and kind of answering the question. I don't think he was,
but,
like...
also, like, comparing it to, like, pooping, I also don't like, because it's not like we choose this. It's not like this is, like, a bad habit that we can't kick, or this is something like pooping has been made to be so gross and like an uh-oh, don't talk about it, girls poop glitter. Like, it's not talked about and it's made to be like a very taboo thing, and I just don't think
not on this show.
Like,
I talk all the time, let people know when Alex or Liv in the bathroom pooping.
Well, yeah, and I know, which I like, but for the majority, I just don't think periods should be like that. Like, women have them, it's a natural thing, it's fine. It, like, we shouldn't be hiding them.
I feel like these girls shouldn't have asked him that question. It's like they set him up for
failure. For failure, yes.
Well, shame, I think these girls women. On the show can be a little petty on that show, but I mean, whatever. He still kind of failed the question. Anyways, Angelina Jolie isn't running for office right now. She said, never say never when she was asked if she would consider running, but she said, right now I am looking for others' leadership. And coming up next in the next garbage, Matthew McConaughey revealed something very shocking last night.
All right, all right, all right.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Oh, it's almost Friday. And I'll tell you what, I'm pretty darn happy about that. I'm actually cool with that. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And join in the conversation. Gosh darn it. We like talking to you. There, I said it. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I saw this story and I was like, man, I wonder how everybody on the show handles this kind of a situation. Neighbors battled for a parking space.
Oh, I have been there.
For over an hour. Have you went that long, Liv the Web Girl?
No, it wasn't really an hour. It was more like a passive-aggressive thing for probably like a year.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Monday night in L.A. in the Koreatown neighborhood, two cars ended up in a standoff over a parking space. It lasted for more than an hour. Someone on Twitter noticed the cars outside their window. There was a silver car. It was blocking a black car from backing into an open parking space on the street. 10 minutes later, the cars didn't budge, and the drama continued, they said, for a full hour and a half until one broke the ice and just got out.
Wow.
Yeah, they documented it on their Twitter account, and they each other had like their emergency flashes on, so other cars were forced to move around and go into other lanes just to get on by. And and I guess they completely ignored a second parking spot that opened up across the street. They're like, nope, I'm already engaged in this process. I'm not moving now, even though something opened up.
That would give me major anxiety.
What a waste of time.
So what do you guys do then? Like, what if you legit have a spot, let's just say like at a grocery store or something, anywhere where it's, you know, first come, kind of first serve, or at the mall. Whew, the mall, the holidays, I turn into a terrible person I don't like to admit, because I don't care if you're a young person or an old person. If you do me wrong, I'm hitting you with my Jeep.
The solution is very easy. Let people like Joe take the spot. Who cares? You'll find another one. If someone is as crazy as Joe and is going to hit you or hurt you, sure, let him take it.
I'll run you over.
I just intimidate easily. So
wait, you intimidate people easily?
No.
You get intimidated easily.
I get intimidated
easily. She's a pushover in a different way.
So I'm like a pushover. I get intimidated super quickly. Also, I'm like the least competitive person in the world. And I feel like this has to do with kind of like competitiveness. and stubbornness. I'm not really competitive. So yeah. I'm like,
no, if it's your parking spot, that's your spot. Like if you turn on a signal and somebody's like going to try to like sneak around the car a different way, like, no. You know that's my spot. You know I was here even if it was like 20 seconds before you. That's my spot, not yours.
See, I've had so many people like in a road rage follow me and like honk at me and come up, pull up on the side of my car and roll down their window and scream at me and point their finger at me and like even at red lights come up to me.
Is that because you were like texting and driving though?
I mean, who knows what it was for? Probably. I don't mean to be a bad driver. It's not like I'm purposely a bad driver. It just happens.
Can a girl eat her lunch in the car?
I have experienced that road rage, so like I'm terrified.
And see, I believe in karma and I believe that everything happens for a reason. So if Joe gets that parking lot or that parking spot first, you were meant to have that parking spot, Joe, because maybe a piano will fall out of the sky or a rock. And then see, I'll be in the other spot and my car will be fine and your car smashed and then I'll laugh at you.
Wow, that's really positive thinking there, wishing a piano to fall on someone.
Hey, man, just do my thing.
Now, I have to keep pennies in my car, not to like you know give out to people at like stop signs, but to throw at people. That's my first line of defense.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I one time threw a cheeseburger at somebody and I really regretted wasting my food.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, if you're doing me wrong, you're going to pay for it. There are consequences for your actions.
In high school, I was walking in my neighborhood, and someone threw a head of lettuce at me. All shredded up. It was a shredded up head of lettuce, and then the full thing, like not just like a handful, like the whole shredded up head of lettuce just on me. I don't know. They sped off.
Liv then picked it up and said, thank you. I really like this. This is great. Oh, yeah. It's the Joe and Alex Show rolling along here on Radio Now. Coming up, we've got Ask Alex. It'll be going on around 7:30, 6:30 Central. And then after that, we're qualifying you to fly away to Vegas to see Marshmallow. Yeah, that's all coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe's need to know news. Where do we start? Well, how about right here? This is kind of insane. A boy found by Kentucky police yesterday says he's Timothy Pitson. If you're like me and you're like, well, who's that? Well, he's a boy who's been missing since 2011.
Oh, my goodness.
And is now 14 years old. Some people in Cincinnati, Live the Web Girl,
yes,
called police about a suspicious boy walking the street in a hoodie with a bruised face. The boy said he had just escaped two kidnappers at a Red Roof Inn. He told the police that he ran across a bridge into Kentucky. The FBI says they're now looking for those kidnappers, who are two white, muscle-bound men, one with a snake tattoo and the other with a spider web tattoo, who may be driving a white Ford SUV with Wisconsin plates. Police are conducting overnight DNA tests to see if the same Timothy, Timothy Pitson who vanished 8 years ago. What if it's him? How crazy is that?
That is so crazy. I know exactly which like Red Roof Inn they're talking about.
Wait, have you been there? You just
no,
you
I haven't been
by?
There. I've like driven by, but yeah, I know exactly where they're talking about. It's in like Covington.
Okay, wow. See, that's just, I hope it is. Now, there's a whole backstory to this kid and everything going on with like his mom had like a suicide note back in the day. So,
oh my gosh.
It's pretty intense, but
how do you come back for something like that?
I don't know. Like, how different would life be? That's insane. Today is a special day, ladies and gentlemen. And I know, Liv, you're worried about doing this, so maybe me and Porkchop will. Today is National Burrito Day. According to Grubhub, bean burritos were the favorite kind last year and the number one food out of 2018 based on orders placed on their mobile app. And lots of places are going to have deals today and discounts.
Really?
Yeah, but most of the deals, because I didn't want to read all of them. Because, like, listen, if you're giving me, like, a free burrito, I'll give you a plug. But if you're like, use our app and you'll save $5 on delivery, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to give you that.
I'm not down for that.
Yeah, but there are a lot of places that got some deals out there if you're interested.
I need anyone giving a free burrito? Anyone?
Not that I saw. There's just kind of tacos and stuff.
What the heck?
I don't know. I'm sorry. People getting cheap.
I
know.
Yo.
I'm really upset right now.
Go ahead. Let it out.
Because I wish I knew it was National Burrito Day, like, 10 minutes ago, because I would have given you like a piece of audio. Actually, I'm gonna get. I have to give you something. Like,
get me the audio. You bring it up. You do it, and we'll play it whenever you got it ready. You hit all the buttons. All this talk. Okay.
So, I could actually potentially have it ready in 30 seconds.
What do you get on your burrito?
Oh, me? I get like everything. Like, listen, here's one argument people always have. I'm not ripping Chipotle. I've never had diarrhea from eating there. I have friends that have, so I kind of avoid it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just a Qdoba fan. Usually that's my drunk thing when I go to the clubs. It's open till 4 in the morning.
Now, when I'm drunk, Qdoba is always my thing because it's open so late.
Correct.
But Qdoba or Chipotle's guac. Oh,
people always say that, Liz.
Baby.
Are you just saying that, though?
No. Chipotle's guac, I think their, like, secret ingredient is crack because I keep going back.
Okay.
Like, it is delicious.
All right. Yep, there you go. Hold on. Pork Chop is so excited about this that I've got to see what he's got here. So you guys talk among yourselves, Pork Chop.
A lot's riding on this, Pork Chop.
This is
so exciting.
If this isn't good audio, you might be losing your job.
This is the best. You're going to be singing this all day long.
You are
guaranteed.
All your eggs in this burrito basket. Let's hope this works out for you.
Okay, I'm now opening up.
Play it.
Man, you're really dragging down the show
today. I know.
This
is a lot of hype.
Here it is. If this is not good, you owe us all an apology because
no,
people are tuning out.
No, he owes us all burritos.
Either way, you owe us burritos for not having it. All right, here it is with no further delay. Do I need to set this up?
Just play.
This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. With plenty of cheese and plenty of
Can we put that on our Joan Alex Show Instagram? Just like a link to that video, wherever you found it from.
Yes, isn't that the best?
That's a bop. That was good.
That
is.
Now, as a producer, I wish you would have like known that today was National Burrito Day and had that ready, so we didn't derail Joe's Need to Know News. But it was worth it.
Thank you.
You know what? I might play that again later in the show just because it's National Burrito Day.
Yeah.
I think we should.
I'm down with that. Let us know what you thought of that bop right there at Joe and Alex Show. But to answer your question, Liv, honestly, I like everything in a burrito. Like, I load that thing up so much that, like, especially they do it at Qdoba, where it just everywhere.
It rips.
So I just get a bowl. Yeah. What about you? What do you like? What do you like in your burrito?
I don't like any cheese. I don't like sour cream in it. I like
Love that.
I like the corn salsa.
Mm.
I like the pico de gallo.
Love that.
I like the guac.
Yes.
I like steak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like, you know what I have
I like
been
Al
turned
Pastor.
On to? I have been turned on to pinto beans. I was always a black bean girl, and pinto beans are slept on.
Nah.
I thought
they
once you went black, you couldn't go back.
Well, I did, and I went back.
They're both, because see, I'm the fatty that gets both black and pinto beans mixed in.
You go real large.
I'm like, I want all of your Qdoba food. So good stuff. Hey, let us know if there's a place, too, you like to go for burritos. Maybe we can check that out. Either way, Pork Chop's buying it. Can we speak of Pork Chop in the city of New Jersey and how disgusting you guys are?
Oh, what happened?
Or his state of New Jersey, I'm sorry. Volunteers working to clean up New Jersey beaches said they picked up 22,000 cigarettes butts last year, which was down about a quarter from 2017, so you're improving. But hold on, it gets worse. More than 10,000 volunteers plucked 454,000 pieces of debris. Here's some of the breakdowns. Balloons reach an all-time level of 5,470 pieces of balloon.
Balloons, birthday balloons?
Birthday balloons.
Okay.
Volunteers wearing gloves, Liv, which I think you were hinting at, also picked up 565 condoms last year.
Gosh.
An increase from 56. So people were getting busy.
New Jersey is gross.
Well, hey, that doesn't necessarily come from New Jersey. Like someone in Pennsylvania could have let a balloon off.
No,
and then
condoms are, we're talking condoms.
Well, those still, I don't know, those could have came from England and washed over.
No, those would have disintegrated by then, or like a shark would have eaten it.
Baby shark, got a condom just for you. Yeah, so that's pretty messed up. Other things they found was a fake $100 bill, a Philadelphia Rail token. It appeared to be from the 1930s, so that's kind of dope. And they also found an adult toy. So there's that.
Oh my gosh, New Jersey.
Get it, girl. And wrapping up, we got a couple of quick stories here. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is joining NBC Sports' inaugural coverage of the Indianapolis 500. He will be a roving reporter on race day, joining a coverage team which includes analyst Danica Patrick and host Mike Tirico. So that's kind of cool. Looking forward to that. It's like 50 days or less away from the Indy 500. And kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but Dr. Pepper, we love Dr. Pepper. And we don't have it, unfortunately, in Indianapolis, Indiana, but it is in Houston, Texas. Whataburger.
How
about
this? Whataburger.
They're combining and they're going to have a shake there, which is a Dr. Pepper shake.
Love it.
That sounds freaking incredible.
Yeah, Whataburger couldn't get any better, and then it just did.
So, Lenny, our technical producer in Houston, I'm going to need you to somehow put that in like a really cool container and send it up to me immediately. I'll give you the address in 1 second. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oh, yeah. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Marshmallow tickets. How about a flyaway? Forget tickets. Like, we'll send you there to see them. Your chance to do that will qualify you in about 45 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, right after we get done with Ask Alex. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
You are one of the most complex people I have ever met, because sometimes I'm like, does that girl know anything? And other times I'm like, whoa, that was kind of deep. And when it comes to deepness, you're down with the riddles.
Yes, I feel like that is the effect I have on a lot of people.
Now, is this something like you grew up doing riddles and like that's just how you got into it? Like, how did you get so into this?
I don't know. I feel like possibly I had a lot of older sisters and I feel like I remember them doing riddles when I was younger. You know, I was a lot younger than they were, so I don't know if I got them the quickest.
Okay.
But I surprisingly am like decently smart.
That's
like,
what
give
I was
me
saying.
A test and I can take it. But it's like, I can't tell you which way is north and which way is south.
Well, this is not the music I was looking for, so we'll just pretend we don't have it. I could not find it. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
Go ahead and kick things off this morning for
All right.
Riddle Me This, where Porkchop and I try to put our brain power to use and solve tough riddles.
Are you guys ready for these? So all these riddles I have solved before, just so we can make that clear. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Oh, I've heard this one before. The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Feces.
Excuse
what?
You?
Or food? Maybe food? Sorry, I should have said food.
Feces? No, hold on. Food and feces.
Like, the more you take, the more you're going to go to the bathroom.
The more you take of this, the more you leave behind.
Yes. Like, my dog eats a little bit of food.
I would not classify feces and food as the same thing.
But it is the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Do you know how much extra bacteria and extra just junk from your body that feces is? It's not just food.
Okay, it's not. Yeah, it's not just. But
okay,
I'm just
so
trying
no.
to solve the riddle
nope,
here.
That's not correct.
She's telling us that's not it. So let's try again. The more you take, the more you leave behind. Oh, I think this is like something to do with like with walking with the Lord. I think it's footsteps.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time anyone's gotten a riddle right.
I think it's just because I've really heard that one kind of before. I had to rack my brain. Porkchop over here is like, oh, is it doo-doo? Is that what it is? No,
yeah,
Porkchop.
Yeah, this guy from New Jersey.
Food.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a second one. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I want to go 2 for 2 today.
Okay, what has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs?
Joe.
Oh my God.
Seriously, dude. Stop. It's not a turd. It's a penny.
Ew. Oh my gosh, Joe, yes, you're right again.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to do one more.
Whoa, could I go 3 for 3?
Hey, let's see. Okay. Can you name 3 consecutive days without using the words Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
3 consecutive days without saying any of the days of the week.
Yes.
Memorial Day, Labor Day, and...
Those aren't consecutive.
Is there some other holiday in between there?
Fourth of July, one.
I want to say like...
And no, that's not... Right, that's not...
3 consecutive days.
Right.
I'm not playing. You're being mean when
I'm being honest.
I mean...
Hold on, I'm Porkchop. I have a guess. No. 3 consecutive days without saying Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes. I've also gotten this one right. I just want to let you guys know.
This is tough. I want to think about it. People probably yelling right now at their radio like, you dummy, it's blah.
Someone's birthday on one day, someone's birthday the next day, and then a birthday the next day.
Come on, man. You can't be
this is a riddle.
Dumb.
You got to think outside of the box. That's what I'm doing.
I know. I appreciate it, but I'm just letting you know when you're wrong.
Three. Okay,
I appreciate
but what are
it.
Things that could be days?
Like holidays, for example, birthdays.
Like food could be a sundae. I'm trying to think of like, okay. That's what I'm trying to work with this right now. Like,
that Tuesday was so delicious.
Well, that's why I didn't say it, you big dummy. Oh, it's so easy when you got the answers.
Well, I've the reason why I feel like I can give you guys heat is because I've gotten all of these correct. At my job at the gym, for a straight week, all we were doing all day long was just doing riddles.
Oh, gym. Okay. Leg day, arm day, and then trapezoid day. Or trapezoid. What's that? Back muscle.
Okay. As you can tell, poor Chuck's been going to the gym. I think we're out of time here.
All right. I'll tell you. It's yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Dang it!
Wait, tomorrow isn't a day. Yesterday, yes, it is. Today. It should be like tomorrow day.
No.
I think pork chop brings up a valid point, Liv.
Yeah, thank
tomorrow
you.
Is a you, day you just said, because it doesn't end in day. I said name three consecutive
days. I felt like I was led towards the word day.
Fourth of July is a day, but that doesn't end in day.
Yeah, see, right. I was thinking
I
was thinking of like New Year's Eve.
Martin Luther King Day, Memorial Day.
Martin Luther.
But they're not back to back.
New Year's Eve doesn't have the word day in it. Sorry.
Neither does tomorrow.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So,
yes,
like,
thank you, Joe.
New Year's Eve is a day. Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Tweet at Joe and Alex Show, or call us if you think that they're being sore losers.
We're not being sore losers.
And that's a good answer. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's
three actually, you know what? Hold on.
Liv,
you just ruined this segment, so it's time to save it.
I did.
Yes.
This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. This is the best burrito
Everybody.
I've ever eaten.
Sing it.
Yum, yum, yum. With plenty of beans.
Oh, yeah.
And plenty of cheese.
Uh-huh.
And plenty of rice.
Yeah.
Now isn't it nice? Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum,
yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Alex Show on the Radio Now. And Alex Show on Radio Now.
Remix. Hey, check this out. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, you do need to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Not necessarily for what we just did there. But this wife claims she feels lucky to clean up after her husband's mess. God bless this woman. Am I right, Liv?
Yeah.
Liv wasn't paying attention.
No.
Because you don't understand what you just agreed to.
No,
833 Joe Alex, if you agree or not. I'll explain next on Radio Now. Bam, 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 bam. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Call us 833 Joe Alex to join in this conversation. A wife claims she feels, quote, lucky to clean up her husband's messes and is getting people heated. Now, Liv the Web Girl said she should be lucky. She agrees.
Oh, shoot. I did not know what
I agreed to. Yeah, you weren't paying attention. So you got to pay attention to what you agreed to. Let me explain this. Let me unpack this. And then please join in the conversation if you agree that she is lucky that she gets to clean up her husband's mess. Or if you want to just ring her by the neck, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Here's what she said on Facebook. Quote, every day I pick up the towel he hangs on our curtain rod and throw it on the hook in the bathroom. I put his hair gel back in the bathroom drawer that was 3 inches from where it was placed, close literally every time. The dresser, the drawer, I pick up at least everything too. There's always pairs of shoes somewhere in the house left about. As a younger wife, especially in the baby and toddler zone, that often made me irritated, she said. But, you know, don't I have to clean up daily? I have kids. Like, why am I doing this, she would say. Years ago, I actually felt bitterness about all this that I was going through. Now, somewhere along the line, she said, through the bitterness, it turned to something else. And I'm not talking about full-blown, like, blinding rage, though I'm pretty sure, you know, that happens for a lot of different couples. She said, these little things represent the presence of him in the house. I can already tell Liv is like, what is this? What if they weren't there each day? What else would be missing from our lives? His laugh? His comfort? His guidance? How many women or children are living with this harsh sadness? And that's their reality. The scattered trail of his daily routine means I have a husband who keeps coming home to me. I'm not going... I can't even read this. I'm not doing life on my own. I'm not raising my girls by myself. And that is cause for gratitude, not irritation. If you're in that mode, sister, take a breath. This is a common attitude trap for us. and you're most likely tired. But remember, it's not your burden. It is your gift, Liv.
Now, I get being thankful that you have a husband, you have a partner to raise your children. But if you're picking up after them and cleaning up after them, it sounds like you have three kids, not two. You don't need any other burdens than cleaning up your kids' mess.
I just found this interesting. I thought I'd send it to my wife, Lindsay, and see what she thought.
Oh, gosh. I bet your wife. What did she say?
My wife would say the complete opposite of this, because my wife says, I'm not your freaking mom. That's,
right, exactly.
That's the biggest fight we have. I hate when she acts like you're a little kid. You're a man boy. I'm like, I'm not a man boy. I'm a man. That's what I am. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Ladies, are you cleaning up all your guys' crap, or are you happy about this?
See, here's my thing. I think everything needs to be an equal balance. Now, if I pick up after my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, every once in a while, like, he does things for me. Like, I don't have a laundry and dryer in my apartment. Mm-hmm. So he, like, will do my laundry with his laundry a lot, which is, like, very nice and, like, not the norm for, like, a man and female, like, dynamic. But he does do that. So, like, I don't mind, like, cooking him dinner and stuff like that because he does things for me. It's, like, an equal balance. What I don't like is that it's all on this woman to clean up after her husband. It's like she has another kid. And I feel like this is the couple that's going to end up on Oxygen Snapped like 10 years down the road. She's going to end up getting so resentful and so angry about it and like murder him. Now, I get you can be thankful about like him being around in the presence of him, but like also like wouldn't you want your husband to kind of like clean up after himself? Like if you're frustrated with it, that's okay. You don't have to love every single part. You don't have to love, like obviously you still love him, but that doesn't mean that like you just have to like accept the flaws without getting mad or frustrated about it.
All right. That's an interesting take there, Liv. Hey, Carly, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you agree you should be thankful like this lady is?
I agree she should be thankful. I think her angle from it is that she's thankful she has the opportunity to get home and stay home and take care of the house while he's at work. I know that a lot of people, both spouses work, so I think she's just grateful that she gets the opportunity to stay home and take care
right.
of the home.
And I'm not judging anyone who's a stay-at-home mom, and I'm not, and I think everyone has their own dynamic, which I'm not going to try to judge that like you do you. Like, my mom was a stay-at-home mom for my entire childhood.
Was she thankful to pick up Papa's stuff?
Now, at the same time, I think she would get frustrated. She'd be like, hang up your coat. I'm already like picking up after all these kiddos. I'm making dinner. Like the least you can do is like hang up your coat so the dinner table is like clear and ready for me to set.
Wow, she talked that way to Papa C.
She talked that way to Papa C.
Does she know Papa C's in the mob?
He's not.
Okay, whatever. Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We appreciate it. Let's wrap it up with Kim. If you can't get through Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Hey, Kim, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this? Are you thankful too that you get to clean up?
No. My husband and I have been together since I was 16.
Oh, wow.
We've been together for 31 years.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
I am not his maid, and I am not his mother. He picks up after himself. I don't mind helping here and there, but I'm not going to walk behind him and pick up after him.
You know what? I like your style. We raised our kids.
I was done.
Hey, Kim, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Yeah, I'm going to have to send this article to my wife, Lindsay. I'm sure she would actually agree with it. We're the Joe and Alex Show on radio now.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Matthew McConaughey was on Snoop Dogg's and Martha Stewart's show Potluck Dinner Party and revealed that he is a member of a pretty elite club during their segment called Blunt Questions.
Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
I always wanted to try it, but nah.
Anybody a part of the Mile High Club?
Matthew.
Why would you
Matthew.
Say?
Yes, yes.
He said yes!
Uh-huh. I'm not surprised by that at all.
No, not at all. I absolutely love that, and I love him. And the show's third season just debuted last night, and other guests will have this season include Jonas Brothers, Jimmy Kimmel, Paris Hilton, and a ton more. Celine Dion made a very exciting announcement to a crowd yesterday in Las Vegas.
I have been performing at Caesar's Palace on and off for the past 16 years. So many people came to see us, and now we really all think that it's time for us to go and see them. No, the biggest news, Cicely, is that I will be driving the truck on tour.
Yeah!
I can't wait! Yeah! Okay.
Pork chop, seriously?
We were getting hyped. Honestly, I would die to go to a Celine Dion concert.
I would
concert.
Too. I'm Celine Dion.
Exactly. Love it. Maybe we'll take a show field trip.
God, pork chop legit today is this.
Hater. We've got a hater.
Well,
on
Alex isn't here, so someone's got to be.
Yeah, someone's going to hate on everything I do.
I'm just kidding. Jennifer Lopez opened up about her new movie where she'll be playing a stripper and the nerves that have come along with it.
I have to get comfortable with doing stuff like that. Not that I haven't always taken sexy pictures and stuff like that, but this is like a whole nother level. And playing this character is actually a little bit scary for me because, you know, I take my acting seriously. I always have. And it's a different world. We're delving into a world. It's a serious movie, you know, based on kind of a true story. And so it's exposing yourself.
That's yeah. She then spoke about the moment she asked Cardi B to be in the movie.
I called her and asked her if she wanted to do the movie. And she knew so much about this world already that hit home for her. And I was like, you know, I just think this would be a great thing for you to be involved with. And she was like, you know, I've been really picky. She's been asked to do a bunch of movies. But she was like, I think, you know, I have something to offer.
I just figured she'd give like a one word, okay.
J-Lo also said she really went to Cardi B and asked a bunch of questions about what it was like to be in that world and the reality of what being a stripper is really like. I wonder if they're going to be drugging, flipping pancakes, and robbing men in the movie.
I would like to see that if they are.
That's chill and okay. Captain Marvel hit a huge milestone. The movie has now taken in over $1 billion worldwide.
Dang.
This superhero flick has earned $358 million at the domestic box office and $645 million internationally through April 2nd, passing the $1 billion mark. It's the first female-led superhero movie to join the elite club.
Okay.
Claps for female power.
I'm just not into superhero movies, but yeah, go. You go, girl. Two snaps and a twist.
And coming up in the next garbage, I've got the whole lowdown about the whole college bribery scandal.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Ask Alex is your chance to be on the show and get your question answered. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or send us a direct message. Give us a follow, too, on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So, Taryn, why are we talking to you this morning for Ask Alex?
So, I've been with my boyfriend now for, like, a little bit less than a month, like maybe 3 weeks, and that's very new, right? So, like, we just started dating, and the other day I was just, you know, sitting next to him in the living room and he's scrolling through his Facebook page and there's all these like advertisements for engagement rings. And usually, you know, I'm not like somebody that like looks really into things like that, but I started freaking out. And not because I feel like this is something that he maybe is actively pursuing, but like, you know how Facebook, they determine what ads to show you based on your like conversations that you've had or the things that you've been looking up, right?
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that my 3 week old relationship might be turning really serious because he's been looking for engagement rings.
Ooh. And
well, congratulations.
Well, look, I'm not ready to be married at all, especially to him. I barely know him. I don't even know if I like him, honestly, because I just really just like don't know if I should break up with him before he can propose or I should just like say yes, because honestly, I don't want to break up with him mostly because he has a really good head and I kind of want to get to know him. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Wait a second. Okay, you can't do either of those. Number one, you can't just break up with him thinking he's going to propose. Like, there could be a myriad of reasons why these ads showed up on his Facebook page. He could have been watching a TV show or someone else he knows could have been having a conversation where they casually mention, like, engagement or proposal for any reason, and the Facebook microphone picked that up. And, like, you know, if you just break up with him prematurely, that could be really unfair to him. If he really hadn't thought thought about proposing. And then the other thing is, obviously, you shouldn't keep dating somebody because you want to get closer to their friend.
Yeah, you got everything wrong here. And Alex, like you brought up, like, what if he was listening to the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now? Ariana Grande, Seven Rings comes on.
Yeah.
Hello. I mean, that's what happens. It listens to everything. You are wrong on multiple fronts here.
I mean, I don't know. I just, the thing that I'm really struggling with is if I break up with him, then I can't ever be around his friend, and it's awkward if, like, we got together, so I feel like it's like I don't have a chance, but I can't ask him straight up and be like, are you thinking about proposing? Because if I'm wrong, I'm going to feel crazy, and I'm going to look crazy, and, like,
yeah.
I just feel like my next move, like, I need to be very careful because I'm either going to, you know, lose this relationship or lose his super cute friend. So
it doesn't even sound like you want the relationship, Karen. It's not funny, Alex. I can't believe you're not pissed about this.
I'm not pissed. I just think it's hilarious. I mean, it's just like messed up. I mean, what's new on this show?
Nothing.
833-JOE-ALEX. Call us 833-JOE-ALEX for some advice for Taryn. I mean, that I told you what I think. I think both of these are screwy scenarios. We need to ask the listeners, if you're listening right now, you need to call in and tell us a different solution because neither of those solutions are good.
Taryn, hang on. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show, okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay. I guess Taryn had to go, so Taryn is no longer on the phone, but I still think this is a conversation we should have.
She's probably embarrassed.
Oh, she didn't sound like she was embarrassed. Why, you think she should be?
I don't understand why it seems like everyone's siding with her. I was just answering all the phone calls.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, not on our social media. Tracy on Facebook says maybe it's for his other girlfriend. And then Lori said, stay off his phone. And then Jared on Twitter said, Taryn, you are going way overboard over an advertisement. He could look at a jewelry store for his mom, and ads are going to populate on his Facebook. Take a step back. Deep breathe and chill. Complete overreaction on your part.
If you're like, well, what are you guys talking about? Well, it's Ask Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show. We just talked to Taryn, and she's kind of freaking out. She's been seeing this guy for about a month or so. So it's kind of a fresh new relationship. And on the phone, she was scrolling through. It was his. She saw an ad pop up for a jewelry store. She's like, oh, God, is he looking for an engagement ring already? And then on top of that, she's like, well, I kind of have a thing for his friend. It's like, well, okay, then you need to end the relationship. But she was wondering, do I end it? Do I keep on going? There's so many layers here. I don't think they should be together just for the fact it sounds like she's kind of got the hots for someone else. Taylor, let's kick things off with you. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say, Taylor?
Hi, guys. I just want to say I understand, like, sometimes when we look things up, it, like, pops up on, like, when you're scrolling through.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that's maybe not the case, and I probably doubt he was already going to ask her to, like, marry him. But regardless, she doesn't even seem like she likes him. She likes his friend, and that is so wrong. So don't be with him, because if it was the other way, she would be, like, really hurt if she found out he was just into her friend.
Oh, yeah, he'd be a dog, right?
Exactly. Like, if a guy were to do this, like, I do think there is such a double standard. A girl does this, and it's okay. But if a guy were to do this, everyone would be like, that dog, like, oh, men are the worst, all that stuff.
Yeah. Woof, woof, and bow wow. LaZahn, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say today for Ask Alex?
I agree with the previous caller. I think the Taryn girl, she is absolutely crazy. You can't make assumptions just based off of what you see on Facebook. You really have no idea.
Well, then, hey, wait a minute. If we're not allowed to make assumptions, why are we assuming that maybe this guy, like, what if he did? Maybe he did search engagement rings because maybe he is thinking about proposing to her, and I think that's kind of crazy. I don't understand why everyone's siding with this girl.
I mean, you can assume 8 billion things. We can also assume that he's looking up engagement rings to propose to his grandma. And he's in love with his grandma. Like, we can just assume anything.
Hold on.
What
no,
I'm
no,
saying
no,
is
Liv,
we can assume.
What the hell?
We can assume anything. I don't think assuming is the right thing. I think that either way, she's clearly overthinking this and going overboard. So I don't think we should assume that he is proposing or that he isn't. She should just, like, chill and take a deep breath.
I don't know. I just don't think it's, I don't think the what someone said, that he maybe heard something on a TV, so the Facebook, you know, picked it up from that. I don't know. I've noticed a lot of the time when you search something on your phone, it will pop up as a Facebook ad.
I totally want to start grabbing people's phones now and to search for some really inappropriate things.
That's funny.
Hey, thank you for your call. Let's wrap things up with Rachel. And if you can't, by the way, Live the Web Girl, this is up on our Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, Facebook Radio Now.
All right, cool. And on Twitter, to search for the at to search at Joe and Alex Show. Rachel, thank you for hanging on. What did you want to say to wrap up Ask Alex today, talking about Taryn?
As far as the friend goes, he's already off limits. That's done and over with. He should probably forget about that. But my number one question would be, was he in a long-term relationship before this girl came about? Because odds are, you know, he might have been, and he could have been looking at rings for an ex-girlfriend before this woman even existed.
Oh, right. Gosh. I think this girl is, like, tooting her own horn too much. Like,
yeah.
She needs to chill.
I'm sure she's a great girl, but is she really that special?
Right. Like, it sounds like this girl has an ego problem. First, she's like, oh my gosh, she wants to definitely propose to me after 3 weeks. And then she's like, I'm not even into him. I'm into his friend. Dude, if you're into his friend and you need to be like dating him to get closer to said friend for him to date you, you're clearly not that great.
Hey, Rachel, thank you for calling in for Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show.
We all just need to look at both sides here. It's that simple. You know, it's not fair to not look at the other side. So, I don't know.
Well, if my boyfriend were to be looking at my Pinterest or my Facebook, he would definitely see ads for engagement rings.
Well, that's really awkward.
Breaking news?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding.
Hold on a second. Hello, we are live on Liv's Facebook feed.
I'm kidding. Okay, everyone on Pinterest looks up wedding stuff.
And there appears
everyone.
To be a Beano ad.
I was looking up wedding stuff when I didn't even have a boyfriend. I feel like everyone with a Pinterest like is planning their dream wedding.
Right. I can totally see that, too. Like, we looked at Alex's social media. Oh, God.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, welcome to, do we have a name for this casino that we're in right now?
I don't know, Joe and Alex Casino?
Hey, welcome to Wacky Joe's Casino. Woo! Watch out, we got David Blaine. He might put you in hypnosis and do stuff. Allegedly. You got some good sound effects. I feel like I'm really at a casino. Like, I wish we were winning. Whoa, is that Liv the Web Girl shuffling cards over there?
Oh, yeah, listen to this, baby.
I can't do that. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I've been shuffling cards since I think I was like 7.
Once again, Liv the Web Girl's family is connected to the mob. So.
And why is shuffling cards connected to the mob?
Gambling.
Well, okay.
Hey, don't whack me. Just
whoa, that's good.
And what is Ooh. That called? I can never bring it up like that.
I think that's called the bridge.
Dang. Whoa. Take it to the bridge.
Right. We should record that sound and sell that because that's really good, Liv.
Okay,
so yeah. We are playing a little game today. We are here at the Joe and Alex Show Casino. And because, if you win, you're qualified for the grand prize, which is Marshmallow in Vegas. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you get to see him, and we fly you out there. Now, we're going to play what, blackjack today?
Yes.
Okay, now, Pork Chop, I guess you're going to be our dealer, or is Liv going to be our dealer? How's
Liv,
this working out?
Can you
out?
Be the dealer? Do you want to do it?
I don't know how to be a dealer.
All right, fine.
Well, then you shuffled, I'll so that's it. Good. Why don't you hand the cards over to Pork Chop?
Okay.
And this is where the cluster will begin. We're gonna go one call at a time. To win, you got to beat the house, okay?
Okay.
Just like regular blackjack.
All right.
So if it's a tie, we can let the person try again. How about that? Just like you would at the casino. You get your money back.
So
being extra nice.
So I do, let's see, one card flipped that way, one card flipped over. That's the house. And then we've got one card that way, and then one card flipped over for our first contestant, right?
Yep, and because of the magic of radio, you're going to have to tell us what the cards are.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Because, like, oh, well, it looks like, Joe had better hands. You had to be out there. So let's get somebody on the phone right now, and we'll start out with Dana. Hey, Dana, you're calling us in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, are you good at blackjack?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever played.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, hey, I'm glad you're doing it right now with us for the first time. So let's see here. Pork Chop, go ahead and deal out the cards.
Okay, so basically you have to add up to 21 without going over. If you hit 21 exactly, that's called blackjack. Your first card is, oh, sorry, that's the house. I've got, and then something else. You have, ooh, a queen, and then something else. So I've got a hitter, right?
Well, yeah, you have to flip
both,
over the card.
Okay. Sorry, so you got a queen.
Hers, not ours, not ours.
And, ooh, and a 10.
Oh, you've got 20. I mean, you could win right now with that.
So I'll just stay.
You'll
right?
stay. Yeah, yeah. See, she's never even played before. All right, Pork Chop. I mean, I want her to win, but I also kind of want to win myself. So let's see here. I'm going to be edgy.
So wait, what do we have to do? We have to get 20 or 21.
Yeah, oh, if gosh. We bust, she wins.
Well, I'm not good at adding. We got 6 and 9. What's that, 17?
Yeah, so
we're
going to
go again.
So 17, we're going to 8. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. We're going to need a 3 or a 4. If anything higher than that, then we got a
3. So what's that?
What, you hit? We just, you flipped the 3 over?
Yeah, 6, 9, 3.
That's a 20. We tie.
We tie?
Oh!
Dang it.
All right, hey, no, but I said you could stay in there. Okay, so
you're doing good for your first
so
time.
So get rid of those cards.
All right.
All right, let's do a new one right
so
here.
So we have a 6 and something. She has a 7 and a 2.
Okay, so you're showing 9. What are we showing again? You said a 6?
Yeah.
All right, we're showing 6, and you've got 9 so far. Do you want to hit?
Yes, please.
All right, hit her.
9.
What does she have
18.
Then? 18. Do you want to stay at 18?
Yeah, I'll stay.
Okay, pork chop. What am I got again? I'm showing 6.
Yep, 9 and 6.
Okay, that's 15. Oh, you got to hit. We have to hit.
We have to hit. 5.
What do we have?
Is that? I'm not good with adding, dude. Is that?
Why the hell?
Is that 21?
I think it is. Add it up again.
Oh, no, that's 20. That's 20.
So we beat her, though.
Did we beat her?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay, yeah.
I can flip the cards, but
Jesus,
someone else has to
yes,
do the math.
That's 20,
this sounded like such a good
20.
Game, but then I realized
really,
that the person
really
doing the
math.
Adding
okay,
sucks
start,
at math.
I'll
sorry,
start
Dana.
Really paying attention.
Hey,
I'm
Dana,
really good at math.
You lost. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
We gotta let you go. You almost did it there. Porkchop, we gotta work on your math if you're our dealer.
Dude, I could be the dealer, but someone
people
else gotta do
the math. People are saying 6 plus 9 is 15. It was 6 plus 9 plus 5. Correct?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
know.
Yeah. I'm telling people who didn't know that.
Okay, let's get somebody else on here to play. Kate, you're calling us in Houston on the new 92.1 radio now. Sorry that Porkchop can't do math. Would you like to play?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let's see here. Porkchop, go ahead and deal out the cards.
All right.
And tell us what we're working with.
House has a 4, and then Kate has a queen and a 5.
Ooh, 15. That's a tough one. Do you hit and bust? Or I mean, what are you going to do here, Kate?
I'm going to be ballsy. I'll hit.
Okay. Hitting with that?
3.
Ooh, 18. You going to hit again or are you staying?
I'm staying.
Okay, we got 18 showing for her.
Right,
and
so
what do we got?
A king and a 4. We have to hit.
Okay, 14, hit it.
A 4, so that's 18.
Ooh, we tied. Oh. Okay, all right, that's it. New cards. You're not okay. Eliminated. We just tied right there. Shuffle those
okay.
up for me, Liv. All right, Porkchop, go ahead. Give me your next cards here.
We have a 5 and whatever. She has a king and a 5.
Ooh, you're showing 15. What do you want to do, Kate?
Hit.
3.
18 again.
Ooh, dang.
Okay, she likes 18.
All right, we got 15, and we have an ace, so is that 16?
16.
And then we have a 3, that's 19.
Yeah! Oh, sorry, Kate, we got to let you go.
This is fun.
Okay.
I know this is. It's like I'm not losing my money like my aunt did and my dad did because they were addicts.
Do you have more sound effects?
Well, they're kind of lame. I mean, I got
sorry.
Like poker chips.
All right, let's go
do you like poker chip sounds?
Jamie.
Hold on, I got a slot sound for you.
No one won the jackpot yet.
Oh, my
okay.
gosh.
What?
People are annoying me on Twitter. They say that it's 6, 3, and 9. It was 6, 3, and 5, people.
All right, moving on. Okay. Let's get another person on here.
I said Jamie already.
Oh, hey, Jamie. You're calling in Indy. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's do this right now. Let's see if we can get you qualified for this marshmallow flyaway. Porkchop, go ahead and deal out the cards, please.
House shows a 10. Jamie has a 2 and a 9.
Oh, wow. You got it like what? We have like 11 right there. What are you going to do?
I'll go ahead and hit.
Okay. You got good odds.
10.
Here. Is that 21?
10 plus 9 plus 2. Yeah.
That's 21.
Yeah, we got good.
So I don't have to hit the house?
Jamie.
No.
Jamie.
We busted
Jamie.
Anyway.
Jamie.
Jackpot. Play the jackpot.
Oh, play the jackpot.
Jackpot.
Woo! Well, that was painful. We actually have to have a dealer in here because, God, Porkchop trying to do math is painful.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people on Twitter are mad at your
You've got a 2 and a Joker-looking
well,
thing.
You try producing the show and dealing and doing things like that.
Well, Jamie's lucky that
oh
we got
gosh,
through this.
Oh, my gosh. People are so mad at you, Porkchop.
What are they saying?
They're saying that he's cheating. They're saying the first caller should have won. They're saying Porkchop said 3. Porkchop's first 2 cards were 9 and a 6, and he said it was 17.
That's
15. 15. It's okay.
So wait, did I actually do something wrong?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to the first round.
Well, this is what happens when you try to do something nice and give people prizes. Hey, congratulations just for qualifying for that marshmallow flyaway to Vegas to see him at Chaos Nightclub. Since you are listening to us in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9, we're going to hook you up some movie passes this morning, okay? Congratulations, Jamie, and good luck. Hopefully you win that grand prize.
And for all of you who are mad on Twitter, you guys have the same chance tomorrow to call in and win the same qualifier.
Yeah, but we're not going to be doing this game again. I mean, do you know how to do war, pork chop?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try playing war tomorrow. Yeah. I think he might be able to do war. There's a shot at that. Oh, dude, let sleeping dogs lie. Really, you want the whole world to be pissed at you, don't you?
No, I just don't understand. People are freaking out, and I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, so I'm going to make this right.
Oh, you have
I'm
to.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Listen.
Hold on, wait, what?
No, listen. Pork chop.
I wish you were bullied in high school or, like, grade school, just so you would have thicker skin.
Are you kidding me? I was so bullied.
Oh, my gosh, I was super bullied, too. So now, like, anyone can say anything, and I have, like, super thick skin. It doesn't bother me.
Everyone called me gay when I was younger, and then look what happened now.
It worked. Somebody call me skinny, please? call me full head of That's hair weird. Or anything. That's I'll funny. Take it. All right, no, pork chop.
Okay, right.
Please, because I'm trying to move the show along. I'm trying
Dana,
to do.
Call back. I will qualify you to fly away to Marshmallow, fly away to Vegas to see Marshmallow. And I know what you're thinking. Anyone could just call up. No, it has to be Dana because she has to give me your legal name, and that's how we know. So, Dana, please call back. I think you were right. I added wrong. I admitted I was wrong. I want to be able to sleep tonight.
Dude, I'm not. Now you're going to get the casino sued. The Joe and Alex Show casino is going to be shut down.
I will qualify her, so please call back, Dana. Joe, go ahead. Proceed.
All right, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. My wife Lindsay's going to kill me for this, but I hope that she realizes that, hey, I got time to fill on the show, so I have to talk about things she might not like. That being said, I love you, baby. Hey. I've been doing boxing with my wife Lindsay since January. I was off for like 2 weeks because I was sick, and then I pinched a nerve in my back, and I also was just like a lazy slob. But I'm back at it at Title Boxing Club Glendale. That's where I go to, and they're really cool. And we like it. My wife, actually, I'm surprised. Liv really took a liking to it because she did not like it. It was so overwhelming for her the first time.
No, I bet.
But now she's just like, she says my name a lot when she hits the bag, so I don't know what that means. but she has like my face on it. But she really likes boxing now, which is great because it's good exercise. It gets it out, and it's a fun thing we can do as a couple. But now she doesn't want to go to boxing anymore.
Why?
She's apparently been trying to avoid her coworker that she found out actually goes there.
Well, why is she avoiding them?
I understand, ladies, why, but this is the silliest reason why. Unless you were trying to date somebody, which is
so
not the case.
So you understand, but it's silly.
I understand. Here's the thing. She likes this guy. It's a coworker of hers. Like, uh-huh. Like they go to, and I'm not even going to say her job. If people don't know, they don't know today for this one, so she doesn't kill me. Point is, I guess she's like, I don't look good, and I'm all sweaty and nasty. I don't want him to see me. How awkward that be? Well, guess who we said hi to last night as we were getting ready to leave?
Who?
Her coworker, the guy.
Okay.
I'm like, why don't you, like, what's the big deal? It's not that she doesn't like him. She's like, I just feel so gross. And I'm like, God, why do women self, like, hate so much? Like, you look fine. When you go to a gym or a boxing place, you know you're going to be sweaty and kind of funky. Right.
I mean, it's hard. I feel like, I mean, people might get mad at this, but I think it's very clear that society norms and society has put a ton of pressure on girls to look perfect all the time. Every single movie and TV show we watch, girls wake up from a night of sleep with their hair done, their makeup done, looking amazing. Like, there's no reality to girls waking up, having their hair up, and having their face looking all grow, you know, but
I understand what you're saying, but that is, I hope people don't actually hold women to that standard because that's stupid.
Right.
I don't.
I know you
don't. I
don't
do that for you or Alex or my wife.
A lot of men and a lot of people hold women to this high standard. I mean, for example, I am totally fine with people seeing me without makeup, my coworkers.
Yes, you are. I am not denying that.
I know. And like, I'm okay with it. Sometimes, I'm uncomfortable about it. If I'm like out at a bar, I would prefer to have makeup on, whatever. But I mean, all of my friends won't go to work without makeup on. They absolutely will not. They feel like they are set to a higher standard that they have to look presentable at all times. So I get where your wife is coming from, but I also think it's super important for women to realize that it's okay. You're human.
Now, let me throw the question out here, because it doesn't have to necessarily do with looks, but it kind of got me thinking. This is the question I wanted to ask Liv, and everybody else can please join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Where do you avoid because of someone? Maybe it's just because your ex is there and they work there. Maybe it's because like this, like my wife didn't want to be seen with a coworker of hers, like all sweaty and nasty. I got to be honest, this would be awkward. Alex is out today, so I'll say it. And it's nothing. Are we on the air? Okay. Did you plug something in? Oh, we lost power for a second. Sorry about that. That's fun. Okay. Now that we're back, this is awkward. Unless I'm not supposed to say this. Maybe that was a sign from God saying like don't do it. Like don't do it. Okay. Our board just went black. No. Alex's ex.
Yeah.
The Egyptian.
Yeah.
They're no longer together. I have no problem. I thought he was a good guy. And I'm not going to comment anymore. Like, I think he's, I have nothing bad. I think he's a good guy.
Right.
Their relationship's their relationship. But my interaction, he always seemed like a stand-up dude. But it was awkward because guess who I saw goes to the same boxing place I go to?
Oh, no.
The Egyptian. So now I'm afraid to run into him because what if, like, what do I say? Hey, bud. How you doing?
So
that's kind of awkward. And then my wife didn't want to run into her coworker at the same title boxing
club. Oh, gosh!
We can't go boxing anymore, and I really love the place. But here's my thing. In general, whatever the reason, 833-JOE-ALEX, where do you avoid going because of someone? You're like, oh, God, I know I'll see them if I go there.
So in college, I would go to this brunch place that I loved so much downtown where I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And one time we had a little bit of a boozy brunch, had a little bit too many mimosas.
Get a girl.
And I thought it would be funny to leave my number and like a cute message on my receipt for this waiter. Like never thinking it would have consequences, never thinking he would reach out. It'd be the last time I ever saw him. So he did reach out and he texted me and he would not stop texting me and I was totally uninterested. I mean, our conversations were awful. He was like super into drugs. I'm not about that. So I was like avoiding him like the plague. And so I literally would avoid that brunch place at all costs. Then one time my parents come into town. That's one brunch place they love to go. We went there and he was our server.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yep. So from then on, I literally would not go at all costs just to avoid this guy.
Okay. If you have anything like this, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Where did you avoid going because you thought, oh God, somebody's going to be there? Jackie, I don't know if you have that answer, but you had something to say about.
I don't avoid going anywhere because I don't have makeup on. It has to be a special occasion for me to even put it on my face.
What in general, though, is there anywhere that you avoid going just because you don't want to run into somebody you know is going to be there?
Like the grocery store and things to avoid people I know I went to high school with, but that has nothing to do with what I do have or don't have on my face or how I'm dressed.
Well, how do you do your grocery shopping? Or do you just avoid it at certain times and certain days?
I just avoid it at certain times or I'll go somewhere I know they don't go.
You just put on a ski mask.
I don't feel like that's necessary. I have seen both Liv and Alex with and without makeup, and I think they're both beautiful.
Aww.
You know, the makeup is fun and it's fine, but I don't think any woman should feel that it's necessary to put something on their face to go out of the house.
I totally agree with you.
And Liv hit it on the head. She was saying, you know, there's no reality in that. There's no reality in that. We have to live, you know, I don't see it necessary to take up that time in the morning. You're lucky I blow dried my hair.
Jackie, since you brought it up, I think it's fair that you answer this honestly. Between Alex and Liv, you've obviously seen them without makeup. Who out of the two, who needs more makeup than the other?
Neither one of them need makeup. That's the point.
And also, notice how a man is trying to pin two women against each other. This always happens.
No.
I'd like to say I listen to the show all the time, and the majority of the time I'm like, yes, Joe, thank you, Joe. Yes, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Because I'm an older woman, and I think Alex and Liv sometimes put the younger perspective on it. But this time, I 100% agree with Liv. Go out of the house without your makeup on. Throw your hair in your ponytail.
All right.
Tell your wife not to worry about going to boxing looking all sweaty because sweaty is sexy.
Should she wear a bra, though? Yeah. I told her she needs to start wearing a bra because things are bouncing everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. You're
That's
lying.
A comfort issue.
I'm uncomfortable with her boobs also acting like punching gloves.
But they're her boobs.
let her do what she wants with them.
I'm uncomfortable with your boobs all over the place, but you and haven't started wearing a bra.
And that's why I wear a sports bra when I go to boxing.
Have not started.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. If you couldn't get through, you can hit us up on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Okay. Pork Chop, you're the producer of the show.
Yeah.
That means you're supposed to check things. Do you know what we're doing next on the Joe and Alex Show?
I'm a hair behind here.
Okay, what are we doing?
We are doing...
Do you think we should do it or not?
Maybe.
All right.
That's as long as we present it right. I mean, I love being diverse and learning about different cultures and
that's
different things.
I thought. I thought this would be, first of all, it's a serious thing that we saw online. We're like, okay, you know what? This would be interesting. But here's the thing. For this to work.
Wait. Okay. No, go ahead. So what you're going
to
say.
For this to work, we need your participation.
Yeah, obviously that. And I think for this to work, we need to be able to get our technical producer in Houston, Lenny, on.
Yeah,
there.
I think so as well.
Okay, well, that's just racist.
No, that's not racist. That's making it like so we have a representation from everyone.
Okay, we're going to get Lenny, who's our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. He will be on for this next, but we want you to call in right now if you can meet this criteria. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, what was your question you wanted to bring to the air?
This is mine.
No, it's mine. I'm kidding. I saw this on a Facebook page. It was kind of interesting. It said, hey, ask a white person. It was a Facebook page, and they wanted to know. They said, okay, black people, ask white people one question that you always wanted to know. So, since this show is like four white people, and we got Lenny, our technical producer, why don't we have people call in at 833-JOE-ALEX if you legit are like a black person and you have a question, or if you're Hispanic, anything that you'd want to ask a white guy.
So who's the white guy? Are we having callers call up too, or are you the
white guy? No, I would say that I'm the token white guy.
Okay, so we need African-American people or
Hispanic,
Latino-Hispanic people to call
anybody,
up.
Yeah.
Any question you've ever wanted to ask a white guy, which will be Joe, call up, and we'll have Lenny, our technical producer, on in Houston. He's also like African-American.
I think this could be a great topic, or it could fail miserably. It depends if you call in with actual questions.
I've got the first one.
Oh. I've got a question too.
Hold on. We'll find out what it is next. Okay, this is going to be something which hopefully we can all learn from. I mean, that is the goal of this conversation. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. And pretty much we're asking for this one time. We want to just kind of limit who calls. Please don't call if you're white.
Right.
Anybody else that's not white, you can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, are you there, sir?
Yes.
All right, cool. I got you sounding good this morning. Now, I never realized this. What would you say you are?
I'm actually mixed half black and half white.
Oh, wow. So you can kind of see both ends then.
I can see both sides of the spectrum, exactly.
Okay, I like that.
And Joe, I have a question for you because I grew up in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
And it's very diverse there. And I was actually a minority growing up in school.
Okay.
Like, there weren't many white kids. And my question, and Lenny, please chime in and let me know if this is a good question. Why are the majority of white people so corny? Like, I feel like I've got some swag. Like, I've got culture, you know?
You?
Yeah.
You were corny for saying that.
Oh, my
gosh. That was really corny.
No, Pork Chop. Tell me you're not this self-unaware.
No, okay. Oh, maybe not swag.
Oh, no.
But, like, I've got culture. Like, I'm not ignorant. I know things about, like, other cultures. And I don't know.
I've heard you say some pretty ignorant things.
To be fair, you're asking a question like, and by the way, if you're like, what the hell are they talking about? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I saw this on the Facebook page. It was Afrocentric Films Collaborative. It's a Facebook page you can find. And they recently posted, quote, okay, black people, ask white people one question you always wanted to know. So I thought, God, we have an awesome listening audience here. Now, the show, pretty much just a bunch of white people. Thank God we got Lenny to give a little bit of flavor and spice here because we're pretty bland here. You know what I mean? We're the people that show up to a picnic and ruin the barbecue. Like, we bring no flavor, no spice. So I figured, why not get some questions in there? Lenny, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask? If not, I can get to some calls, but I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to ask me. But I mean, like, yeah, I feel like you're both, if you're black and you're white, you kind of have questions and answers, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm a person who likes food, you know what I'm saying? And my best friend, he's white. And every time I go over his house and he cooks, he puts zero seasoning, maybe a little salt, Hawaiian pink salt, and some pepper.
Oh, Himalayan salt.
See, that bothers me. I'm Polish. I'm the whitest guy you're ever going to meet. But that bothers me. Even I know you got to have some flavor on your food.
Exactly. But a lot of white people don't put any sauce. Like, you need to have some seasoning, whether it's chicken seasoning, Cajun seasoning. You just need to throw all the sauce in there. Every time I cook, he's always like, oh, my God, this is so delicious. But
all right,
maybe
let's
it's like...
Then maybe Lenny, since you're black and white, maybe you can help answer this question then too. I'm gonna have you kind of be like a contributor and an answer. Let's go to Wendy this morning. Hey, Wendy, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show, and what's your question for a white guy?
Hey, my question for a white guy is: do all white guys have a secret fetish for black women?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm gonna have to speak for myself. I don't know, but yes, I grew up. And, like, majority of people I was around was, like, white. I had one friend, Tony, whose dad was black and mom was white. But other than that, like, it was just, like, you know, ghost town pretty much. For me, I do have a thing. I've never been with a black woman, and I'm married now. So I don't know if you want to get together, but that'd be cheating on my wife. But I as a white guy, I have two fetishes. I'm into redheads, which is awkward because my wife's best friend's a redhead. And I've always been interested, like, I've always found black women attractive, too.
All right, well, Joe, if things don't work out with you, Lindsay, you can call me.
Hey, get Wendy's number. Get her Instagram. Wendy, are you into white guys? Like, do you have a fetish for white guys or no?
I've never dated a white guy, but I sit down with a squirrel every now and then. You know, one approach me, but don't not ever approach me. So.
Well, Wendy, okay. I appreciate your call. You just put me in a good mood. I appreciate that. This is, by the way, this is going way better than I thought it would.
Wendy sounds so sweet.
She sounds really cute. See? She's kind of... Okay. I feel like I'm cheating on my wife right now.
I know. Let's,
hey, babe,
let's
turn
get
the radio
to another
down.
Question.
Turn the radio down. Which one should I go to, Pork Chop? Who should I go to?
Go ahead to line 4, Brianna.
Okay, let's go to Brianna. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Go ahead and ask a question for a white guy.
So I just want to know, well, this is for white people all in general, why you guys don't use seasonings other than salt and pepper?
Oh, my gosh. Is that real?
Yes, it is very common among white people.
I did not realize this, but this is the second person saying this.
Especially with Alex, too. Like,
oh, God.
So
Alex
basic.
She is like white as can be.
Well, like Alex is like...
picky.
And not like... That doesn't really count. She's like a very particular person.
So what are some examples of like seasonings that we should use?
Yeah, maybe you can help
us.
So
like there's garlic powder, there's basil, there's like dried mustard powder, even seasoning salt would do.
Dried mustard powder.
Different things. Yes. So just different things to like season any type of food.
I mean, that sounds good to me.
I'm kind of stumped because like as the token white guy here, I like seasoning, and like my family kind of, I mean, I'm not saying they make the greatest food, but we're not just like, oh, salt and pepper only, please.
Well,
keep it basic.
How about you DM us some recipes? Because like I'm very intrigued now.
Okay, I will do that.
Just make sure it's gluten free, otherwise, Liv can't eat it. So. let's talk to David right here on the Joe and Alex show, then we'll get to some social media comments. Go ahead. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, bud? Go ahead. Ask a white guy.
Yeah, man, I've always wanted to know. Why do white people bring their dogs everywhere? Like, take them home.
No.
You know, David,
I love a dog, like just like the next person, but just leave them at home. They don't need to be at Walmart with you.
I agree with you. As a white man that has two dogs and the dogs seem to go everywhere, I blame it on white women. Because my wife makes me.
I think of Legally Blonde. What's her name? Elle.
Okay, I will say that Elle Woods started a phenomenon with little dogs and them having to go everywhere because everyone wanted to be Elle Woods. So I will say, yeah, that's probably true.
Lenny, do you have a dog, Lenny?
I do. I have three dogs.
All right. Well, you said you're black and white. Do you feel like compelled to take your dog to the party? He's like, oh, that's stupid. Don't do it.
Well, see, my mom is black, so, like, she doesn't let us ever take the dogs out of the house. They stay in their cages.
All right, let's wrap this up with some social media things real quick, live the web ground. I know we're running behind, but I feel like these are important conversations. David, by the way, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Okay, JK17 says, why do white people wear shorts/sandals in the cold temperatures? It can be 35 degrees out, and I bet I'll see someone wearing shorts, and 99 out of 100 times they are white. Well, this is Joe Pesh.
This
Joseph
is me.
Pesh.
I don't know if it's because I'm a fat white guy, but for me, yes, I always believe that you should dress for where you're going to be in the majority of the time. Like, it could be 20 degrees outside or 30, so it's cold. But if you're going to be in a nice, warm room, what's the problem with dressing for the room? Girls do this all the time, white and black and everything. It doesn't matter what. When you go out and you wear dresses or something kind of skimpy going out to the club, why do you do that? Why are you not in a trench
coat? Why are we not? Because we want to show off our hot bods.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, okay? I got good legs. I got good calves.
No.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman made their first appearances in the Boston federal courts yesterday facing their charges in the college bribery scandal. In total, 50 people were charged with taking part in the biggest college admission scheme ever prosecuted by the U.S. Justice Department. Parents bribed coaches and helped rig test scores to get their children into some of the nation's most selective universities, including Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, and the University of Southern California. And all the feds covered about $25 million in bribes.
That's insane.
Yeah, Lori and her husband have been accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC by falsely claiming they would participate in the crew team, which is rowing, for those of you that don't know. And Felicity is accused of paying $15,000 to rig her daughter's SAT scores. Lori and Felicity face up to 5 years in prison if convicted of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. And Robert De Niro was asked about this and he gave his thoughts.
I feel very bad for them, but I don't understand how you do that. I didn't do it with my kids, and I had one of my kids did not make it. They just didn't make it academically and they don't go. Sorry, my other one did. You don't want your kid ever to think that they got in a way that's not totally proper and correct. I mean, you can't do that. So I don't understand.
Joe Jonas signed an NDA to prevent his fiance Sophie Turner's spoiler from Game of Thrones being leaked. His fiance plays Sansa Stark on the hit fantasy show, and she said that he was on set for most of the filming, and when he wasn't there, he wanted to be filled in on everything that happened. So she told him, but not without signing the NDA first.
I would not be able to do that. I would get sued. I would spill all of the beans.
We know. Alec Baldwin was on Jimmy Fallon and explained that he might not be ready to be done having kids.
We would have another one.
You would?
Well, because I think that when we always say when the baby comes, you look at the baby and you're like, how could we, you know, what are we going to do, send it back? You know, we always, no, but we always think this is perfect. We always
it's
are happy.
Beautiful thing, yeah.
All of our kids are like magical. So we would have another one.
You would?
And then after that, my wife's going to have her second husband.
Dude, if he ends up having another kid, his kid and Justin and Haley's kid are going to be so confused growing up.
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, they're going to be thinking that they're twins. Savannah Chrisley is now engaged. A reality TV star from Chrisley Knows Best and Growing Up Chrisley got engaged to boyfriend pro hockey player Nick Kredyles. He proposed to her in Nashville in front of her family and friends on Christmas Eve. The two had met on Instagram and have been dating ever since November 2017. And Nick, who plays for the Winnipeg Jets, asked her dad, Todd, for permission via FaceTime beforehand. Nick proposed with a 5-carat radiant brilliant cut diamond ring on a band of 18 round brilliant cut diamonds. That's the garbage.
Bling, bling. Thank you, Liv the Web Girl. Awesome job filling in for Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com. Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Once again, for this to be successful, in my eyes, I really would love for you to call in. You could be anonymous or change your name or just be proud and say who you are. Whatever's easier. It doesn't really matter to me. 833-JOE-ALEX. I saw this online, Pork Chop, and I wanted you to kind of chime in too. A guy shared when, quote, he decided to be gay.
All right, I got a couple questions.
Yeah.
Does that mean, like, when he decided to come out? Or does that mean, like, when did he actually decide to be gay?
Well, here, let me explain this to you. 833-JOE-ALEX. A Twitter user named Simon decided to, quote, share the exact moment he decided to become gay. Now, here's the thing. He's obviously kidding, but there were some pretty funny reactions. Because he's saying, you don't choose to be gay. You're born that
right.
way.
Interesting. Okay.
And I believe that, too. I'm not going to get into a big argument. So before everybody blows me up saying, you're so stupid, Joe. You don't choose to be. Trust me. I don't care what you are. I love you. It doesn't matter. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm kind of wondering, though. I'm going to share some of these funny reactions because people kind of played along with this thing on Twitter. I kind of would like to know, like, Porkchop, if you're comfortable sharing this in a second, I want to know, how did you come out? How was that? Did you know you were gay for a while? Like, I want to get into that, but I want to read some of these real quick. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you want to call in now, we can line those calls up. One guy said, actually, this is Simon. What else he said? He said, so, For me, it was a beautiful spring day, and I just thought, you know what? I really want to disappoint my parents. I want to offend my church, limit my options, lose my rights, live in fear of homophobia, be afraid to hold my partner's hand, you know, things like that. I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny. This one person said on Twitter, someone told me I could be gay temporarily, you know, just try it out for a year. After my 365-day trial ended, I just went month to month. Now I can't find the support number or email address to cancel, so I just stayed gay. And then this one's kind of serious, but it goes to show, like, when people say, when'd you choose to be gay? It's like, I was born that way, bud. It was during the 80s at the height of the AIDS panic and stigma. I thought, you know, I'll have some of that. So 833-JOE-ALEX, if you are gay, man or woman, I'd love to hear from you. But poor chap, can I kind of kick things off with you? And I'm kind of curious to know, like,
I mean,
are you comfortable, first of all? You don't have to.
1,000%. And, you know, I will say, too, I don't know if you, I mean, like you said, you don't want to get into the, like, quote-unquote political debate about it.
That's not what this topic's about.
Right,
I'm not saying, were you born that way, or
well,
did you choose to be?
I honestly don't know. I don't know
really
if I was born that way, or if it something happened in my, you know, childhood that it helped persuade to be that way. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't care. But I will say, most of my young life, I think I identified as straight.
So would you have, like, crushes on, like, girls on TV?
Oh, most definitely.
And, or like, fantasize about kissing,
like,
them?
My dad always called the two, what is it on Full House? Michelle Tanner. The twins?
The Olsen twins.
Yeah. My dad always said, like, oh, they were my little girlfriends. And yeah, like, I did.
Because you liked them?
Yeah.
And you wanted to, like, kiss them?
Yeah, most definitely. And, I mean, it wasn't until, like, high school that I started thinking, you know, guys might be attractive. Because my whole entire life growing up, I always envisioned myself having a wife and family and kids,
yeah,
like,
right,
the quote-unquote natural way.
Well, I feel like that's
way.
Yeah, that's normal. That's, like, the society norm. That's what you were grown up watching on television
and
everything like
but
that.
But that's actually how I felt, too.
Yeah.
It was just at some point in my life, I started realizing that, okay, you know, guys might be interesting. And then I met Chase, and I thought for sure I could never date a guy. And then, what do you know, our 7-year anniversary is in 2 days.
No, for you and Chase, if you never could date a guy, who asked each other out?
I mean, I did. I was the one that asked him out, but like,
so was
I wasn't sure.
Wait, was Chase the first guy that you kissed? Or did you have experiences with guys before Chase, like maybe in high school?
Why do you have to ask me that, Liv?
Oh, but, I'm sorry.
That's a good question.
I mean, I my parents aren't listening. My mom's at work. So, I mean.
Oh, God. Thank God.
I mean, yeah, I had some other experiences. Oh, and I something else I want to say since I know my mom's not listening. Allegedly, I found out that the reason my parents put me in baseball, like I played baseball for 5 years, was because a therapist told him that would quote-unquote make me straight.
Well, I mean, that's interesting because I don't know a lot about being gay, but aren't there pitchers and catchers? Hey, let's talk to Mark this morning. Hey, Mark, you're on the Joe and Alex show. I don't know if you knew what you're getting into, but are you comfortable kind of sharing, like, you know, if you, I guess, when you kind of came out? Like, when you knew?
I'm good.
All right. Well, what's your story? Like, what happened?
Well, my story, I really wasn't for sure for a long time, but I remember really young, I see police busting the people's houses because guys are in there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and for some reason that clicked on me, like, am I like that? Aren't I? Mm-hmm. You know, so, but then as I got older, you know, I tried to do the straight thing. I tried to conform to society, but, you know, it just wasn't working. And it didn't help when, you know, the other guys in the neighborhood, you know, we all go off in the cornfield and have these little jerks.
Jeez.
So,
dude,
so that didn't help. I mean,
no. They
all turned out to be straight, but, you know.
Yeah, but thank you, Mark, for calling in, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That is a bit much.
That's a lot of sharing, but hey, man, I appreciate that. Let's go to, are we saying this person's name?
Yeah, Caroline.
Oh, okay, Caroline. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Hey, are you willing to share something?
Yeah, I was just going to say kind of the question of whether or not you, like, knew. I knew in middle school, I just thought I liked girls. Like, I just really wanted to be their friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so cool. And then I realized, I was like, no, you kind of like them.
Right.
So.
It's a little bit different than just wanting to, like, braid each other's hair.
So when you realized that, was that hard for you? Or were you just like, this is cool?
Oh,
this is what it is.
Oh, yeah, no. I still remember there was one time in middle school that I asked my friends, I was like, are you ever like, wow, I really like guys, but like, I kind of wonder about girls, and everybody was like, no. No, I don't know that.
It's like awkward. Well, I was
yeah,
just
me
kidding.
Either. So I like denied it for a long time.
So right. When did you come out, if you don't mind me asking?
I came out in like college.
Oh, wow. So okay, that's took, kind of yeah. late.
My yeah. family's a little religious.
Yeah, I get
so,
that.
So, and they, I told them after I told some friends, and they were all good about it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you for that's calling really in cool. and sharing that. I really appreciate it. And we appreciate yeah. you.
You know, and it, yeah. it is really, really hard. And I didn't actually come out until just 2 years ago. And I mean, me and Chase, like I said, we've been dating 5 years. So yeah. for 5 years of our life, our relationship was hidden. And I actually kind of came out on Facebook. Can I tell you what I said? It got 700 likes.
Okay, yeah, I figured somebody poked you. But no, what was said on Facebook?
It's no, they don't do that anymore. It's all likes, Joe.
It says, my bad.
I consider myself a pretty easygoing person. I have also been known to be a people pleaser. I'm happy when everyone else around me is happy. I also like to avoid confrontation and arguments. Well, this one's going to be hard because I'm going to have to break my own character for a moment. I am who I am. I'm Garrett, the same guy you've always known. Nothing has changed except that I'm much happier now. I've been in a relationship with an awesome guy for 5 years, and if this bothers you, I'm sorry. I won't hold it against you if it does. It's just not easy living a life of hiding for these past 5 years. Aww. If it does bother you, just be happy it's not you that has to live with this life of hiding. I hope that one day no one has to feel ashamed for who they are. It all starts with you. Treat others as you want to be treated, regardless of sex, race, orientation. This world would be a such better place. I also have a ton of friends that are very religious and look down upon same-sex relationships. Well, I just want you to know, God knows where I am in my heart, which isn't a good place.
Wow, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, you're making me cry
Poor
over here,
child.
You jerk.
That's so sweet.
I mean it, but...
Aww. Aww. And I feel like you consider yourself bisexual.
Correct.
So that might be a little different too, mm-hmm. realizing your interest for men, because you grow up still having an interest for women and you still to this day have interest for women.
Right.
I mean, I get where Porkchop's coming from. I think most guys, like, if they're deep down, honest, like, we just want somebody to touch it.
I mean, oh, my the God.
Joe. Always got to go
Joseph!
That way.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
You know, we often don't have that many stories in the dummy of the day from Arkansas, but today we do, which is good news. Two men in Arkansas were arrested for shooting each other while they were wearing bulletproof vests.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, Porcha, let me explain. They were shooting each other with bulletproof vests on.
Yeah, so nothing happened, right?
That actually kind of sounds kind of fun.
Yeah,
dangerous,
really.
Dangerous.
And dumb.
But fun.
The two men are neighbors, and they were drinking on a deck when one told the other, hey, man, why don't you shoot me with my .22 rifle I got here? I got this brand new bulletproof vest. He's like, all right, man, there you go. Well, the shot left a red mark on his chest, and he was angry. He's like, oh, man, that really hurt. So
idiots.
They switched positions, and the other guy put on the bulletproof vest, and then the shooter put on, having the vest on, turned around, and unloaded the rest of the .22 clip into the guy's back.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
Well, I don't get it. Did the vest not cover the back?
No, it did, but it caused bruising, and it actually caused serious injuries that 911 had to get called. He just got bruised really bad because, I mean, bulletproof vests absorb, like, that's their goal.
Like the shock.
But it's like getting punched by, like, a heavyweight fighter, I'm sure.
Like, it's probably like getting punched with the fighter with, like, a mask on or a helmet on.
And obviously, Radio Now does not condone doing this.
Of course
obviously
not.
Obviously not. No, we need to get these guns out of those stupid idiots' hands.
Now, paintball guns, you do what you want. I mean, that sounds kind of fun. yeah, they were both arrested, though, and they were both very, very drunk. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
We are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and you guys know this song. Sugar Ray, come on now.
Yeah, I love this song.
This is a perfect song for when it starts to get nice outside.
Exactly. Bring on the nice weather, please. All around.
down the world, statues crumble for me.
You sound bad.
Who knows how long I love you.
Wait, Porkchop doesn't know the word.
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. To you, Porkchop.
All right.
25 years old. My mother, she's dressed in gold.
No.
I just wanna fly.
See, I know this song.
Yeah, I know this
Your
part.
Mom's not dressed in gold, though. What?
This is the only part I know.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm playing this, kind of sad news, but it made me think, like, wow, what would that be like, or what would be tougher, or what would you prefer, I guess? Sugar Ray's Mark McGrath says he's going deaf. He says he's deaf. He's losing his hearing, and he's worried because he needs to hear, obviously, to perform and to do shows.
Right.
He adds that he doesn't like to use his in-ear monitors to protect his hearing, and he admits that's kind of dumb because that's when you see them having those little earbuds. It's so they can hear, and they can not have their ears blown out. It kind of mutes things, but also so they can hear what's going on.
I mean, it might not look the best, but obviously if it's like the only thing that's going to keep you from like not going deaf, that quick, absolutely wear them.
So I'm wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX, and I'll ask everybody in the room. Alex is off today, so I'll ask Liv and Porkchop. If you had to lose one of your senses, like if it slowly went.
Oh, I know what I would do.
Which one would you like say, okay, I guess I'm going to lose that one? And if you could choose, I guess.
So people are going to think this is crazy, but I would choose to lose my sense of taste.
Oh, because you can't eat anything good anyway.
Now,
I think you've already lost your sense of taste, by the way. Some of the crap
I haven't. So I eat generally like pretty healthy just because I want to live until I'm like 100.
Yeah.
Like I want to like see my great, 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 great grandchildren. And I am intolerant to dairy and lactose, dairy and gluten. So I already like struggle so bad because I see people eating pizza and I'm like so destroyed by it because I went to pizza because I know how good the taste is. But if pizza and cucumbers taste the same to me, then it wouldn't be such a struggle. It wouldn't be so sad, and it wouldn't be so hard to eat healthy.
See, the sense I'd be willing, if I could choose to lose, I'd lose my sense of smell.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be some negative things. It's like, man, Joe, did you shower? You really funky. But to be fair, some of my farts I wouldn't have to deal with. Like, just nasty smells that we encounter in life, I wouldn't have to deal with.
Honestly?
It. The smell of burnt popcorn, who cares? You don't have to deal with it.
I like the smell of burnt popcorn.
And
you are weird.
If you ever lost your job here, you could like work at the sanitation department and you wouldn't have to deal with the smell.
Yeah, or yeah, be a garbage person.
You would
cool.
still see stuff. You would still see stuff at the sanitation
department.
That's
true.
Department.
But I wonder, though, if you didn't have your sense of smell, even if you saw it, Liv, I wonder if it would affect you there.
Because it doesn't resonate the same. That's true. See, but also, if you lose your sense of smell, things aren't going to taste the same to you at all. Because a lot of what you taste has to do with the smell. You're just not realizing that.
Now, what about you, Porkchop? I mean, because the senses, there's obviously sight, there's smell, there's hearing. I mean, those are the ones that we kind of really haven't talked much about.
No, I got to keep the hearing and the seeing. Got to keep the sense of touch of our feeling. So, yeah, I would. It'd be between smell and taste.
Well, pick one.
Probably would have to pick smell, too.
Give
smell?
Up the smell.
Oh, there's nothing like fresh lavender. Like...
Yeah, but you wouldn't even know what you're missing out on, though. Like, if you couldn't hear, if you couldn't see, oh my gosh, that's got to be so tough.
I agree with you, but also when you first get to the beach and you roll down the windows and you start to smell like the beach and the salt water, that is like the best feeling in the world. So who cares if you can't taste the pina colada?
All I'm thinking, I mean, you could still feel all that, Liv. I'm just thinking of you ruining it with a, you have the sound effect, Joe, the...
Oh, Liv, just letting one go?
Are you kidding me? Stop it!
Oh, guys, it's fine.
Stop!
There's nothing. We're good.
Jeez, okay.
All right, you
Come
can let
on.
Us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Maybe we can put a poll up there. We can't put all the senses up there, but we could do like some of the big ones.
You know what? I've decided to change my mind. I want to lose the sense of hearing so I don't have to listen to you two idiots anymore.
Wow, really?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
We are the Joe and Alex Show up on your radio. Busting out the rhymes because I got that crazy flow. No, I'm kidding. That was terrible.
Oh,
hey.
I was going to continue after you.
Oh, go ahead, Liv. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah, we got that flow because we so sick. We always rapping because we bitches.
Okay, well, just because you said the B word does not mean it's a good rap song.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yo, yo, pork chop is way cooler than Joe.
That was really bad.
Wow, that was...
Baby's the coolest of them all. Yeah, because she's female, don't you cry ball. Ball, that'd be a good one.
Because she doesn't have balls?
Don't you ball, like don't you cry because I'm the best.
Oh yeah, my like gosh. Ball.
All right, people are going to start turning us off.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, they probably already have. Yeah. They already have.
Whoops.
Well, besides freestyling and rapping, what do you guys got going on the rest of your day today?
I actually have some really exciting things going on. So my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, his parents own a bunch of dance, like ballroom dance studios around Indianapolis. And I used to dance my entire life. And I stopped when I was 18 once I went to college. And I like really missed it. And so he came to me and he was like, I think you should take a ballroom dance class because you love dancing, you love exercising, and I just think it would be like really good for you and you would really, really enjoy it to be dancing again. So I am taking my very first ballroom dance lesson today.
Oh man, we got to get some video of that up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram.
I am so, so excited because I've never done ballroom dance.
I took modern dance in college.
I took modern dance too. Maybe we should modern dance it up sometime.
Plie.
Yep, pliés. Yeah, that's in modern. It's in ballet. It's in jazz.
I don't even know what they're talking about. I don't even know what they're talking about. Pork chop, what do you got going on today?
I really need to Uber drive because rent, the last day to pay it is tomorrow. So I'm going to Uber drive and make some money.
Have you reached out? Like, I'm not advocating this. I'm just trying. I feel bad for you. Have you thought about like reaching out to a local drug dealer? Maybe you could sell some stuff?
Not at all.
Okay.
No. And
have you thought about like multi-level marketing?
Tried it. That's not me.
That is a dark web to get into.
It is, but I don't know what to tell this guy.
Me. Some people do very well with it, but yeah. I know I don't.
I just saw a girl on Instagram, a girl that I went to college with. She just got a Mercedes.
Dang, girl. I'm a little excited and nervous. Coming up about an hour or so, we will be recording an interview with Drew Lynch.
Yes.
You might know him from America's Got Talent. He got the Golden Buzzer, which is a pretty big deal, and he came in second place a couple of years ago. He's actually an Indianapolis native. He lives out in California now, and he's a really cool guy, and we'll record that today and then hopefully use some of the audio tomorrow.
And this weekend, he's at the Helium Comedy Club here in Indianapolis that just opened.
Yeah,
he's there
today,
all weekend.
Friday and Saturday.
And
so.
Sunday, they added another show, which I'm going to. I bought tickets.
Dang. Well, I'm going to try to get mine for free because I don't like to pay for things. So, all right. Well, I got to go think of some questions and get it all ready. So, Alex is off. So, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe. We have to do it even louder. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.